This is the Don and Mike Show. Celebrating 23 years of the Don and Mike Show. Here's Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak.
Hi, thanks for joining us on this Monday. All this week, Rob Spiewak and I will be here hosting not just the best of, but our favorite moments from over the years in the Don and Mike Show. A lot of stuff you've either never heard before or haven't heard for a very long time. All of this leading up to Friday, of course, when Don returns for his final show. One of the things that you have to, one of the many things you have to admire about Don Geronimo as a broadcaster is that he's fearless. He'll do absolutely anything.
Absolutely. And this is going to mean a lot more to our East Coast listeners, but I think the last time the cicadas reared their ugly heads, when was that? Like 96 maybe?
Four or five years ago.
It was 150 years ago,
that's
Buzz,
it.
That the 17-year cicada came out, and these bugs were everywhere.
Yeah.
And Don decided, hey, I can eat those.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it without telling his wife, Frida. And I want to take a brief moment here, because at one point, after she passed away, Mike referred to Frida, I believe, as the conscience of the show.
Yes.
And that sort of comes to play here, mm-hmm. when she's not really concerned about Don eating bugs, but that the bugs had souls. Just an amazingly sweet lady, and I think you're going to enjoy hearing her voice again, as I did a big part of the Don and Mike Show. Frida on this segment on the best of Don and Mike.
Crunch. Hey, listen, my wife, who I love but who also drives me crazy, mm-hmm. She does not know that I ate all those bugs on the show yesterday.
Wow.
So I purposely didn't tell you. You know, she works now, so she doesn't get a chance to listen to the show. You know,
did I not start our first meeting? Did I not start that with a compliment when I came in?
Because you did.
Buzz, you will back me up on this. Mm-hmm. He wowed him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And everybody's talking about it.
I mean, everybody. I don't think you understand
yourself. My neighbors have asked
and
me
kids
about
it. Right. Willing to do it again.
Well, I think one would be great. You know, or two or three.
People ask, did he really eat the bug? I said, yeah, I watched him. He ate the bug.
I think got to do it later. You know, so some the other people can hear it.
Darling.
Darling.
Here she is. See, I told you, much like Gladys Kravitz, except I don't put her on restriction.
Right.
And I love her.
Ah.
She's going to be, I'm going to be interested to see how she reacts to this, because
yeah.
What you did yesterday is one of the neatest things you've ever done.
We get to hear.
She doesn't know what I did yesterday.
No, I don't know, and I don't know why you're calling me Gladys Kravitz.
Well, no, she just called.
Yeah?
She just called, and it was just, you know, two crazy girls right in the same place.
Oh, all right.
Here are all the things that I want to discuss with you before I tell you what I did. First, we should discuss the fact that you're not on the show because you're working and stuff. There are all these things I want to discuss with you.
We never talk in real life.
No, I mean, we do, but we don't talk on the radio as much.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't seen you much this week. I went to class two nights a week. You know, this is probably when we catch up on business.
Yeah, so
are the dishes in the dishwasher clean or dirty?
They're dirty, darling.
All right, thank you, my boo-boo.
Let's see. The other night when we were watching American Idol,
yes.
did you really think I was crying?
I was teasing you.
Oh, all right.
Okay, that's established.
Because you know that way when you tease, you turned around and
that was bothering you.
You actually put your hand up to my eye and you said, oh, you're crying. And I got mad. I said,
that's all right. Be brave. That's all right. No, but you do care way too much.
All right. That I'll agree on, but I wasn't crying. Thank you. Point number one.
All right.
Point
just something in your eye. Go ahead.
Point number two, the bathroom.
Bathroom things are progressing.
Let's find out as we approach the 3-month mark on this bathroom.
No, 2 months, 8 weeks, 2 months.
Darling, look at a calendar.
Sugar, when did we go on vacation? That's when it started.
No,
it
started before that.
May.
It started before that.
No, darling. No, that was the whole point. It's a
deer.
Oh, listen, no, honey bunch. Listen, listen, apple blossom.
Wrong.
Listen,
you are not the best with facts and figures. You're
listen, non-arid, and that's a compliment. You know, as opposed to Gladys.
Yes, yes.
Non-arid.
Very nice compliment.
Okay, whether it's 2 months or 3 months, it's been a long.
It's been a long
time,
and I already told you that was my poor planning, and I'm just not. I used to be a more competent housewife, and my attention has been diverted because...
That's debatable.
Well, I used to be more competent. I didn't say the greatest,
okay.
You know, but...
All right, so the bathroom. That's the update on that.
Yeah, so the bathroom is progressing. Bathtub arrives today, and shower, hopefully, maybe next week, and then we'll be done.
Hey, because, you know, I'm loving living in the basement. I mean, not that I live in the basement, because I sleep upstairs in the bedroom with my wife next to the bathroom that used to be my bathroom. But now when I get up in the morning, I have to go all the way down to the bathroom to do what men
so
do in the morning.
There's a toilet in the unfinished bathroom. You could use the commode in there.
No, I can't use the commode in there.
Why not?
Because there's there's no toilet paper in there. I mean, you can't
toilet paper in there.
Honey, it's a bathroom under construction.
I'm going to put toilet paper in there for you.
It's a bathroom under construction, darling. You can't use it.
And isn't it riddled with workers?
Yeah, well, not at 6 in the morning.
You don't want to do that in front of the workers.
Not at 6 in the morning. All right.
He hasn't.
All right, next update. And I don't want to get into the whole thing.
All right.
The car. Have you got that figured out or not? Just yes or no?
I'm here at the dealership waiting on the paperwork. It's done. And the good news is you don't need to buy me a birthday present.
Well, let's get that on tape.
Yep.
Let's get that on tape.
You're set.
Do you swear to God on that?
Well, yeah, but this year. Right. You are set for my 49th birthday. You are set.
Beautiful. All right. Then
when is your birthday, Frida?
June 7th.
June 7th. But
oh, June 7th. All right.
June 7th.
You off the hook, Mike, so okay. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Here we go. A couple more things.
I didn't know we were going to start that tradition. I'd love to, though, if you'd care to start a new tradition. We could start it this year.
Oh, yeah.
The big gala at your cafe?
No. Getting each other gifts.
You know, I am the woman that's stuck by you the longest. You should have that kind of tradition with me.
So just to make it clear, though, I mean, if I was to bring you a little opener and have Don bring it home to you,
would you get Mike a gift?
I could accept the. I would expect the same consideration.
Yes, the good.
You know, Mike.
And since you would be firing the first shot, then we'll know what the
I would establish the level.
What's funny is what she just said, and I swear I'm not busting your balls on this.
Right, right.
But there is one viewpoint that's true, that you and I have been working together almost 19 years.
Right.
And I have been married, 300 years. Mm-hmm. But the point is, while you've had, like everybody does, other
relationships,
women, other
yes.
stuff, Frida and your mom.
Have been in my life the longest.
Yeah.
Have
been,
well, and I mean, and your sister, of course, but
right.
you know, when you don't hate her.
Talked to her last night, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? I hope you give her my best.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. It's wonderful. She's bringing a bunch of people to the restaurant Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, good.
30 people, bringing them in, and called me last night and said, would it be okay if it was 60?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I said, thank you.
Well, that's good.
No, it's good. It's fine. No,
not her, I'm thinking of her.
Well, you know, it's difficult, but you're right. Frida's been in my life as long as any woman,
and she scares you almost. Sometimes she can scare you almost as the women you have been married to.
Maybe in some cases even more so.
You must be a little less scared of me. I've finally gotten robbed where he talks to me and doesn't sound like he's talking to Mrs. Cleaver when he calls.
Well, you know, I've always had conversation has always come easy between you and me. I think,
but not like you and Buzz. That's the easiest.
No, I will never have that relationship.
Conversations always come easy for us.
I've got my own little harem right there. Mm-hmm.
Listen,
I like that.
Here's before I tell you what I did yesterday. Here's what I really want to ask you about. Besides all the junky questions, we have a plan here that we are going to move our office. God damn it, we are going to integrate this radio station mm-hmm. because the way it is now, they have all of the salespeople on one level in one corner, and all of the I'm going to have to use the word creative people, mm-hmm. who are upstairs on another floor by themselves.
Right.
We call it the Isle of Happy Thoughts. Mm-hmm. And down here, it's the land of the despondent.
So, the Isle of Happy Thoughts.
So I didn't know that.
So here's, relatively speaking.
It's great, though.
Relatively speaking.
Come up to the aisle.
You know.
No, and it makes sense metaphorically, too, because it's kind of like y'all are on Mount, you are... the gods above.
Darling,
and
listen.
You got the miners working in the coal mines.
Hey, here's what we need.
Yeah?
Alan Leinwand has an office that I think would be great for us to have.
I agree.
Alan's office would be good for us, and ours would be good for his. Mm-hmm. What we need...
If we got Alan's office, I'd restock it. I'd put new furniture in there.
So here's what we need you to do, because I know...
Are you city?
No. Come on now. Hold on a second.
Value City, right?
Yeah, I think the furniture we got is for free. Those sofas that we have are free sofas.
The reason we got those sofas
are flesh-colored ones.
That's why they're free.
Salmon-colored.
Salmon.
That's an offense to our colored listeners,
right.
to call them flesh-colored.
Flesh-colored,
like when you buy Band-Aids,
Absolutely.
Well, how do you think the colored feels when they go,
flesh-colored?
And then, they get, well, now, where I didn't know my flesh color.
I understand.
So it's salmon-colored.
No, that's true, and in if you buy, you know, Crayolas anymore. It's not flesh anymore. It's like peach.
And that's politically correct, and that's politically
true.
A-OK on the Don and Mike Show.
Super duper.
So listen, here's what I want from you. What I want from you is to come down here at some time next week, hopefully at a time when I'm not here, stake out Alan's office, go up and stake out our office, and do like one of those dumb shows you watch on TLC. Which one is it? Trading While You Are Out?
Extreme Makeover.
Whatever it is that they do. One of these days that Alan's over at Lanham getting his ass chewed out for being such a bad manager.
Right.
One of these days when he's at corporate meetings, you just move all of his junk out of his office and move our junk into his office.
I do that myself.
We integrate with all of the people down here who we don't know because there's a floor between us.
Have you talked to Alan about this?
No, not at all. Not that I've not tried to. He's just in the mood to avoid calls recently.
We should at least fire one across his bow.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Because we'll call him
and let him know.
Mm-hmm. You know what you would think, since he does work at your radio station, maybe mentioning it now is letting him know.
That's a very good point.
But he's not listening.
But
listen, I'll write it down. We'll call him. Maybe we'll call him in the next break.
That's great. I'd like to do that.
And just tell him that we're going to be doing Trading Spaces. And now that all of that has been said, darling, our only other business on the radio is something I did yesterday.
Something he did yesterday that impressed me and, more importantly, impressed all the young bucks that work here.
Everyone.
I am dying to tell you this.
And
last night when you got home from work, we talked about the day.
It was an act of bravery.
We talked about your day. We talked about my day. I didn't mention a word. This morning we got up. We had a monster conversation this morning.
Like it was an act that on certain television shows would garner him great admiration.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just want you to know, see if you can guess. First off, I ate a cicada yesterday.
Oh, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And it was not cooked or anything, just right off the tree.
He ate it live while it was still flapping around.
But, honey,
yeah.
There's more good news.
What?
Guess how many I ate.
Oh, no, baby. You know, I don't like that.
Guess how many, honey.
You're eating live bugs for
honey,
that long?
Honey, guess how many I
good
ate.
Good reaction.
Guess how many. Come on, just guess.
I don't know. Three.
No. You got to go higher.
Higher.
You ate 10.
I wanted to.
Right.
But two other people ate a couple. I was only able to eat eight.
He ate eight live.
And
I would like one.
Did I put you on the mouth last night? I don't think so.
You did. And can I have a couple right now?
I know I didn't tongue kiss you last night.
Joe, get down a couple of cicadas.
Joe or JW or Alex Jimenez.
Get a good lively one.
Get me one or two right now.
Ate them right off
this. I'm not going to listen to that, baby, because to hang up. I mean, I care about bug souls, so I have to.
What do you mean you care about bug souls? These are bugs that have lived in the ground for 17,000 years. They're not. They don't have a soul.
You live in your TV room for a long time. Nobody's eating you. Well, nobody is eating you. Sorry.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What did you?
I think it's best to move forward.
Forward. Was a mistake.
I get jokes, okay? All right, I'm a little slow to react.
Hey, the birds eat them. The birds eat them.
Yes,
the dogs
they do.
Eat them.
Yeah,
and
the
darling,
birds
listen.
Need them. They're not eating them for entertainment.
Hold on a second. May I read you from the cookbook Cicadalicious?
They're Atkins friendly.
Cooking and enjoying cicadas.
Hey, what do they taste like?
You can make them. I told everybody yesterday, they taste kind of like peanut butter. You can make them soft shell. You can make Shanghai cicadas. Cicada dumplings, cicada stir fry, cicada delicious pizza, cicada tacos, sizzling
chili. Wait, you think saying the name differently makes them more fancy?
No, I'm just telling you that.
You're saying cicadas like it's Italian food.
Well, he ate them raw, though. I mean, he ate them when they were flapping
Here's
around.
Here's the thing. I'll eat them when all these other disc jockeys and television people won't eat them. I don't cook them. I don't fry them. I just eat them.
He held them ever so gently by their wings and then chewed them up.
And I didn't know it was such a big deal. I came in today and Mike said.
Huge.
Mike said everybody's done. And everybody in the radio station is like, I feel like Superman. Mm-hmm. And
right.
And
you should.
And I've stopped a train that was about to hit WJFK.
You should feel special. It's a special accomplishment.
Honey,
I am washing that mouth out with.
It's another one of my scary God-given talents.
It's amazing. Maybe they're having trouble with the hunt today.
I think I deserve some credit. For years you've eaten my cooking. You know, you obviously
Do it really
taste
like peanut butter?
See, now you think you'd like to try.
No, no, there's no way.
No.
That is the land of you. I have, I held one up yesterday, and I said, that's the last thing I'd put
just
in my mouth.
I believe you. Here they go. JW, here they come.
And here come all the boys. The boys love this.
Here come
the boys
hunters.
Really love this.
You say peanut butter, I believe you. I'm not having one.
Here comes J-Dubs.
Here comes a fresh batch.
Hefe's coming in here. Joe Artinger. See, everybody. See, the guys love this.
Just off the lawn.
Thanks, guys. Oh, and Alex and J-Dubs and Joe. Are you all ready to do a radio show today?
Sure.
We've got a segment for you guys.
Very good.
Here you go. And, honey, here's the first cicada.
Hey, can you hold it up so you can hear
it. No, I'm not listening.
Honey, listen to this. Hold on.
No, I don't want to listen.
Honey,
I'm sorry for it.
Honey, listen to this part.
Poor little bug.
Shh.
You hear that?
That's the bug flapping.
I couldn't hear anything. Thank
hold on.
God.
Hold on. Listen again. Here we go.
God, please bless the little bug's soul.
Now, darling.
Yes.
Who's your man? Watch this. Who's your
Superman? Not my man.
I'm your man. Watch it.
You're my barbarian.
Oh, my God.
Chewing,
delicious.
Oh, wow.
And, guys, just so you know,
yeah,
there it is on my tongue.
Yep. Bug goo on the tongue.
Mm.
Still moving around?
Mm. No, it's dead.
You should go back to Clemson with Bart. You'd be a big hit.
Hold on.
It's like a college boy.
And now for my final trick, which I didn't do yesterday.
What?
Two at once.
Okay. Oh, wow. Two at once. Okay.
Two at once.
Mm.
Here we go. Get them both. Get one in the left hand, one in the right hand.
Very good.
These are little bugs that are causing a national sensation. Here they go.
He's got two of them. He's got two of them.
You got to be quiet. Listen to this, buddy. Baby, hold on. Here we go.
Buddy.
You hear those?
Nope.
You don't hear those?
No.
No, I'm not listening.
All right. See if you hear this. Everybody quiet. Here we go. And...
Ah! Man.
Delicious.
Wow. Joe, you look like you want to eat one.
I'm going to control myself by remembering that you are a man that can buy me a new car. But I don't have to respect you. So that's all right.
Well, that's okay. I think you will respect me when you
still have it in your mouth. You're talking with your mouth full now.
I think you will respect me when you realize the new level of respect that these guys have shown me.
Oh, yeah. You're funny.
Well, you got one more, Joe?
One's on the console.
I am going.
All right, hold on, honey. One more.
This one was hitchhiking on Dubs' back.
Just my fourth one.
I'll teach you.
Can I do that one?
You are completely unfazed by eating cicadas.
I just ate him. I just bit his head off. And then,
this was the man who wouldn't buy a new salad dressing on our honeymoon. You wouldn't eat anything. You don't eat sushi. You like your food not to touch on the plate. What happened to you?
This is, I think, the start of a new gourmet.
I love that.
You
have
never even tried normal food that was unusual.
I have tried other food, honey.
I think you enjoy them.
I'm telling you,
flavor appeals to you.
When I mentioned it yesterday, there is a slight peanut butter tang to them. Yes.
Tang. Oh, I would boot.
They're tasty.
Yeah.
And I know everybody wanted to know what the result was yesterday.
I would yak.
How you
talk
back.
I had no problems with my stomach.
Uh-huh.
I had no cramping, no nothing. And even though I don't look, I did look.
Any wings?
There was no sign that I had eaten 8 bugs yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
No beady little red eyes looking back at you?
No, there weren't. Hold on, though. Hold on. Mm.
Oh, here.
What's
have
this? Just a little bit of a leg.
Oh,
a little bit of a leg just on my tongue.
You know, that's the hardest thing known to man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The leg. Thanks, Joe.
All
right.
Good hunting, fellas.
Yeah.
There you go, honey. Who's
right,
bravo. And a round of applause again.
Yeah.
No,
come on now.
No,
and
kidding.
I purposely didn't
what
tell
you. What is your total? Your total take now is 12.
12. And I purposely didn't tell you last night. Because I wanted you to be proud of me today.
You're missing the fact that pride is not what I'm feeling right now.
If you could see the looks on people's faces, the look of grossed out but joy,
admiration.
Yeah, right. I tell you what, eat one and you have my permission to kiss any woman in that radio station that will kiss you while you're chewing a cicada. And
where's,
you have my permission.
Where's Rhea?
You go ahead. You
well,
have
see,
to
honey, here's the problem. First, you have to have a woman who would want to kiss me, even if I had a mouth that was like dunked in Mount Everest, full of Altoids. Okay?
Yeah.
You're going to have a hard time finding a woman that wants to kiss me. Well, hold on. Is Bobby
you
here?
You just ruled out the only woman who did. You know,
Bobby
so
would.
You are going to be up a creek now.
No, I don't want to kiss anybody but you with my cicada mouth.
No, it's not happening.
Sure it is.
He's already rinsed.
Paperwork.
Hey, can I tell you something?
What?
You kissed me yesterday, and you kissed me today.
I didn't tongue kiss you.
I beg to differ. And please remember, we have a PG-rated show now, but yes, we did. We did this morning as I was leaving and you were leaving when I walked out.
Good is going to happen.
When I walked out towards you and you were saying nice stuff to me, you say, "Oh, you're my guy. I love you." I say, "Oh, I love you too." And then there was just a touch up. It was a little like that. Just a little itsy bitsy one.
All right. I don't feel so good.
Oh, Rhea's here.
All right, go ahead. Okay, goodbye,
sweetie. Here's to be headed this way.
Rhea wouldn't kiss me if I said to Rhea, "There's $1 million in my mouth. You can get out $1 million if you just put your lips up to mine." She'd say, "No, thank you."
You never know unless you ask.
That's right.
All right, go ask.
All right, goodbye.
She just walked by.
Now with tongue or without?
Should ask. I wouldn't want tongue.
Right.
No. I mean, she does a little peck.
A little peck, okay.
A little tongue peck?
No, she has to. I'm saying you could kiss. You could really kiss a woman who would kiss you while you have cicada bits in your mouth. No one would kiss that.
I don't think. I see a lot of women walking past the window
giving
now.
Giving you the eye.
None of them are.
Here comes
in.
Rhea.
Looking
here way. Comes Rhea.
Hi, Rhea. Mike was after
this
Rhea.
This is a special
this
moment
point.
Here.
Now, here's
Hi, Rhea.
Hi.
Hi.
I kind of lost my voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you ill?
A little bit.
What are you, burping cicada?
No. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Would you kiss me if I had a cicada in my mouth? Frida says it's okay. She's on the phone.
Had it in your mouth?
In my mouth.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Yeah,
I did hear $1 million. Maybe for $1 million.
Maybe for $1 million.
Right.
No.
All right, I'll save up.
Okay.
See thanks.
17 years.
All right, bye, Rhea.
Bye, Rhea.
All right. All right, I noticed, I made the announcement. The radio's on the station, and the stampede hasn't begun.
No. Although, listen, someone should go back and tell my girls, Joan and Robbie, that offer's open to them as well.
Is that offer open to all the ladies at the radio station?
And the men.
Anyone who...
Hey, no, hold on.
No.
No men, honey. Come on, please.
Hey, what kind of show do you think this is?
The men is one who thinks you're great for doing it. The men are the ones who respect you,
God. You know what? Honest to God, I know I'm overstating it. You have established yourself as the team leader.
The only one that I would kiss, the only man I would kiss, mm-hmm. is Wendell Hall.
Yeah. Especially the new Wendell with the new look.
Yeah.
Right. Or as I like to call him with his new nickname, Cable Guy.